like fat guys belching in your face? You're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Live it. Do it.
Tell Mama all.
You must remember us. We're as big and fat as a bus.
Ooh.
Oh.
We're that big.
Kendall,
it's true.
You act like it is news.
No, I just feel like it's better if I go, ooh, every time I hear it, so it doesn't seem like I'm complacent with it.
Oh, Kendall, so the Bible says, but it still is news. And the God, may let's not, shall.
Well, we did just have a salad at the salad bar, so we're eating good this week.
We just had a big salad. We're still held over.
It was still a salad.
It was still, well, listen, quit complaining about the salad for just a second. We were still held over in Casablanca. The rioter, the speeches.
Just so popular.
It's ignited a weird kind of passion in the people of Casablanca. And so Mrs. Potter Butter, she just keeps filling auditorium after auditorium after auditorium, theater after theater after theater. And so we're here, still here, we're held over. And we just stopped for a nice evening salad bar session.
Salad bar session. Salad bar dinner, yeah.
And so it turned out to be, it's a little bit hot, but it's a nice night otherwise. And we thought, why not set up the booth here outside the back of the salad bar and do our show about ghost stories for the week.
And setting up a little campfire, too.
Oh, campfire. Sorry, Kendall. You are sitting over there. I can see it in your eyes. You're like, what is he saying? Why is he talking? And so I'm just going to let you.
Salad bar. Salad bar.
I'm going to let you take over.
I take over. I can't take over by myself. No, we are. We're set up here. We're having a little campfire. We're setting up right now. We're going to have some s'mores because we did so good and have a salad for dinner. And we have to get the real experience of the ghost stories, having a little fire.
Yeah. Kendall, do you really think that this time we're going to lose some weight? That this time is going
to
be
it? Honest?
That this is going to be it for Cliff and Kendall?
I hope so.
Don't you have to at least, I mean, Lord, let me die thinking that this will be the day I lose some weight.
You got to have faith.
Yeah.
You do. You got to keep it, Cliff.
You got to have faith, the faith.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I thought, well, I'm surprised you didn't start singing.
Oh, Kendall, but when there's something strange in the neighborhood...
Who are you going to call?
It is ghost stories. Now, I know we're a little bit later in the show. We're going to share some ghost stories. Yep. But do you have any ghost story facts?
Any facts?
Yeah.
No ghost stories are facts.
Kendall, all ghost stories
well,
are facts.
Well, I wanted to talk about something that happened to me one morning.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
About ghosts.
All right.
So, back in L.A., when I lived back in L.A., I went to the Magic Castle in Hollywood all the time, right?
Right.
And I had to go take some photos real early in the morning, like 6 o'clock.
Right.
And I was snapping photos, and I heard somebody, like, walking around on the stage, like, where I was measuring.
Right.
And nobody was there. And later, they're like, oh, yeah, there's tons of people down there. And there's, like, 7 magicians' ashes, you know, in different places around the castle.
Uh-huh.
And they did a whole, like, ghost story channel thing on it. And they, like, picked up EV meter readings from one of the magicians that had died. It was crazy.
Oh, that is crazy.
Isn't that scary?
That is just too
I could have been murdered by ghosts.
Scary. Well, when do you think the first ghost story was told?
Oh.
After the first person died?
BC, I don't know.
1 BC.
1 million BC.
1 million BC.
Long time ago.
By Fred Flintstone to Barney.
But yo, Barney, come over here, I gotta tell you a story.
Yo, Barney!
Do you know when the first ghost
story I got a ghost story for you. No, I don't have a no.
No, they've been told for years and years.
Rhetorical question. Meant to spark our listeners' imaginations.
I didn't know. Sometimes you hit me with those facts. Like, you should know this fact.
Oh my goodness. Have you seen Charles the Contractor's lighter fluid? He's trying to start your little campfire for you.
Yeah, I took it so he wouldn't blow us up.
Oh, okay. Well, Kendall, what's going to happen? How are we going to get the fire lit?
Well, here, Mr. Nylon, I can give it to you. Make sure he doesn't blow us up, please.
Oh, all right. Whatever you say, boy. Of course, you know, Charles the Contractor has my complete faith in all things. Oh, Charles,
oh, great.
Here's the fluid.
Oh, dear, please. Why did I give it to him?
I don't know, Kendall. I've stopped asking why you do things so long ago that it's practically a ghost story to even mention it.
All right, well, have you ever had anything ghostly happen to you?
Ghostly? Mm-hmm. I'll say my favorite ghost memories involve, I remember being really afraid when my parents rented the Ghostbusters VHS. And I was so terrified.
Were you afraid of
it? I was terrified. Well, I mean, I was like 4 or something.
Oh, okay.
And so I was terrified when the eggs jumped out and cooked on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, that's the only part I even remember, because I'm like, after they opened the refrigerator and there was Zool, I was like, nope. This is it.
I think I do remember. I do remember it scaring me when the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man has those angry eyes. I think that terrified me when I was a kid.
Because you felt it was the food turning against you.
It was. It was very deep. I need to call Dr. Blathers right away after the show.
You need to. I wish you would have called him before.
But
I also love the movie Ghost.
Yeah,
with Whoopi.
Now that movie really scared me too, with all the shadow people.
That was scary.
Oh god,
that part was scary. I remember buying that on tape. My grandmother bought it for me at the flea market. Everybody.
But on a little roll, reel. What other? Now, was Ghostbusters 2 as good to you when you were a kid, or were you like?
When Ghostbusters 2 came out, I was so afraid of it that I said, okay, I cannot see it at night. I have to go in the daytime and see it. And it just happened that my friend who lived 2 houses down was going one day, and she asked if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And so I braved it, and I loved it. To me, it was a blockbuster.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But Zool scared the hell out of me.
The painting?
The painting, yeah. What was his name? Gothar.
Vigo.
Yeah, Vigo.
Yeah. Gozar was the gatekeeper.
That's right. Who are you going to call?
Why is Mrs. Potter Butter Butter trying? She's just walking over here to us now.
Oh my goodness, dear. That was a close one, dear. Did you see what happened?
No, what happened?
Well, Charles sprayed a little too much lighter fluid and it went flying up into his face. Luckily, jumped out right at the last minute.
Oh, you're right.
I told you he shouldn't have been playing.
He doesn't even have eyebrows anymore. Oh, wow.
He does look pretty funny.
Oh, it singed off so much of his chest hair.
That's funny.
Kendall, you are. Listen to him, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter. Just laughing.
That's not nice.
At others' misfortunes.
Well, it's Charles. You know how I feel about Charles.
What if he said it's just Kendall?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Oh, Bowers, you thought I wasn't coming in, but I did, because I had to stop you, and I had to tell you that it's not a very Christian attitude to be laughing at people when their faces catch fire.
Dear, I'm so glad you came in, dear. Kendall was just doing such inappropriate things.
I was ashamed.
I'm very sorry. I apologize. I know. I'm trying to work through it. I'm trying to be a better person.
Well, we'll meet you in the spirit of forgiveness, boy.
I guess, dear. Just don't let it happen again.
All right. Oh, Charles, I've got some matches here.
What else? What about ghosts?
What about ghosts?
Now, do you love when it's Halloween time? You go like to like the Bellwitch Cave, or go like to see some ghostly thing in Halloween.
I went with you that one time.
Yeah. Do you love that kind of stuff? Going downtown here, ghost stories.
No.
No.
I would rather just watch Ghostbusters. Isn't that bad? Like, some things I would like, and it was fun to go to the cave and all that. So it just depends, but you know, it takes an awful lot to pry my gigantic fat ass out of the house.
And here's the honest to God thing.
And we're on this damn ride tour, so I can't find like a corn maze here in Casablanca.
But see, the idea of doing any of that makes me really excited. Like, I'm like, oh, I really want to go to a haunted house. But then when it comes to it, I actually do anything. I'm like, I'm hot, standing in line. All these people are dumb and like bumping all over me and screaming, and they're young teens, and they're bumping and grinding on each other.
Oh, you just can't handle that.
And I'm just
that.
This fat, big, fat old guy standing by himself in line at the haunted house.
Nobody to grind or bump to save a damn life.
Nobody to bind or grump. I mean,
Kendall, I think it's high time for our first segment called Dear Cliff and Kendall.
You've got questions. All right. We've got answers.
There's something in the air.
What Dear is it? Cliff and Kendall. Something in the air.
It's exhaust from that big 18-wheeler truck that just parked beside us.
Oh, my God. Well, luckily, this booth is not airtight, so all those fumes are coming in.
That's
not
why
unlucky.
They're coming in. I don't know what you're... Kendall, listeners have no idea what's going on.
Who the hell does anymore? It's time to help people. That's what we're here to do.
We're here to help people. This is a lesson that even in the craziest of times, the way to make the best of it is to look for those that are helping others. And listeners, you have found it.
We're here to help.
We're here to help.
Why don't you start us out helping some people, Cliff?
I'm going to start a bitch out, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Pull out that letter.
It's out. All right, I'm going to open it up here. Opening.
Opening night.
Kendall, it starts like this. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All the best will start that way.
For some time now, an adult neighbor I'll call Greta has been meeting her lovers on our street. She lives a couple blocks over, but she apparently doesn't want her teenagers to see her meeting these men. She and her dates arrive separately, then join each other in one car, and they don't even drive away until some deep kissing and partial disrobement have gone on. Kendall and Cliff, I thought Greta was a prostitute until I found out where she lives. Kendall and Cliff, I repeat, it is embarrassing to walk out in front of our yard and come upon this scene. I've been tempted to call the police several times, but I just haven't for my own reasons. Recently, I heard that Greta has divorced her husband, and these episodes seemed to stop. But guess what, Cliff and Kendall? The car hopping started again. I don't know what's going on, Cliff and Kendall, but I'm fed up and I'm fired up. And even my wife now says to go ahead, just do whatever I want in regards to this situation. I don't think she means get in the back seat with Greta. I think Greta needs help. I'm hoping, Cliff and Kendall, that you will answer this letter and help Greta before I call the police. And that's signed Looker in the South Bushelltown suburbs.
Get off my lawn. Why? Just leave them alone. Why is he peering out his window every night watching these people?
What? I mean, what
don't
happened?
Don't make me call somebody.
Kendall, I feel for him a little bit, but I don't see why they can't do the old just hose him down. Well, pull out the old garden hose.
If it's really bothering, go up to the car, knock on the window, say, can you do that somewhere else?
Could you do
don't
this?
Call the police.
Somewhere else.
Instead of sitting looking out the window every night, maybe eating macaroni and cheese, watching them do this in the car.
Well, it's probably better than anything on TV. Kendall, it's a sad state. Broadcast television.
Well, true that. Oh, it's time for my letter, isn't it?
Right, I was wondering.
I was like, I'm done. I helped somebody.
I was like, are you going to pick your teeth with that letter? All or right. What you doing?
Here we go. Let me open this up.
You know, I wasn't going to tell you. I have 500 shows in. I feel like you should be able to do it yourself.
I should have the hang of it by now. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am in my 40s, and I have never lost anyone close to me. Unfortunately, my darling mother-in-law has terminal cancer. I'm now preoccupied that people's spirits are near us after they die. Please don't laugh, but it gives me the creeps. I don't want to think my mother-in-law will watch me making love with my husband, and that my father will watch me in the bathroom, or that my mother will be critical of my spending more time with my kids and cleaning the house as she did. Am I crazy to think I might not have any privacy after my loved ones die and that spooked in the suburbs of Bushelltown?
No, you are not crazy, because that is exactly what happens. And definitely people are watching you get down.
All the time.
Oh, they love to see you get down and dirty. Because, why? I mean, if you're dead, you're hanging out.
What else is it?
Now, I'm going to try to find somebody's house that has, like, all of Mama's family on DVD so I can watch it with them.
So you've got the most ghosts than anybody around you.
Right. And so I want, you know, that's what I want to do. But eventually, they're going to turn Mama's family off, and I'm still a ghost. I have to be entertained.
Yeah.
Of course they're watching. Of course they're watching you wipe your butt. Kendall, the other day...
I probably could give another
one. The other day, just this big blob of shit just fell out as I was going. And it was just on the floor. I had to, like, wipe it up. I had to mop and glow.
On the floor? Yeah. It shot out.
Well, like, when I stood up,
it fell.
And it just... My ass is so fat. It's just an ordeal these days.
It's so hard to get back there as you get fat and old.
I need, and on this ride tour, you wish we could stay in some upscale places with a bidet, but we don't.
We don't. We have to get one of those wiping sticks they have. You see, that's where people with short arms.
Short arms, wide bodies.
Ooh, ouch.
Nobody's arms are that short, unless your ass is that big. Am I right?
That's really what it is, but...
Maybe little people, but...
Right. All right, Cliff, we helped some more people.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
We've done it again. We done it again. Oh, the campfire's going. They got it going somehow.
We need to go tell some ghost stories, don't we?
Let's go
do it. Oh, we're making s'mores?
Mrs. Butter Butter, she's got that bag of marshmallows.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. All right, let's take this operation
outside. All right, let's go. Let's take it outside.
Did you bring the dinger?
The dinger?
I lost it.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it out of your suitcase.
Oh, good.
All right. Oh, let's look. This roaring fire. Oh, but you can still sort of smell that dumpster over there.
I wish we weren't so close to the dumpster. Oh, now you smell that.
Please don't belch on the fire. We're about to bake our s'mores upon.
Oh, isn't this a wonderful tradition we're doing, dear?
I think it's a great tradition.
I think we do it every night.
Kendall, of course, always thinks that about everything.
Especially the s'mores.
And I want us to just share some ghost stories.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, but not too scary right there.
Oh, I don't know. It's our business to tell the truth, Sugar Lump.
Well, you are correct, dear, but I do have a story of something that happened to me when I was a little girl.
All right, well, do you want to go first?
Well, I might as well, dear.
You've already begun. I'm already intrigued.
All right, this fire.
Did you hear this fire crackling, my God?
Oh, I love it.
Love it.
Smells so wonderful.
Love it.
Dear,
good luck, Sugar Lump.
Thank you, Daffodil. When my cousin Betsy and I were kids, we lived for a while in this charming old farmhouse, dear. We loved exploring the dusty corners and climbing in the apple tree. And dear, every night there would be a glass of water that would be sitting on the side of our bedside table. And my mother swore she didn't put the bottle there. So every night we'd get this glass of water, dear, and it wasn't until years later we moved away that we saw... Poor child had died there when she was young, and she always drank water, dear, so I know that was the ghost of that little girl. Oh. Isn't that terrifying, dear?
Oh, what nonsense, Sugar Lump. Now, you know, so the good Lord would never allow some shenanigans by a little dead girl putting a glass of water. Don't you know the Lord has better things to do?
Yeah, I know my senses and all, dear, but it was just so weird. It just
now,
made me worry
so much,
dear. Now,
you know I trust you in all things, Sugar Lump, and I believe every word you say, but I've got to take this one with a little bit of grain of salt. Oh, my.
Well, you know, Mr. Tumbottom, we still believe in Santa Claus, too. It's all right.
Well, I believe in Santa Claus. And then you part, I believe in Santa Claus.
I believe in all things when all seems lost. And I believe in Santa Claus.
Let the little children sing.
I believe.
Oh, boys, it's time for my terrifying ghost story.
I'm excited.
Are you ready? Stop singing Christmas carols.
All right, let's hear it. Let's lay it on us.
All right, let's go.
All right. This is the scariest ghost story anyone has ever told. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, I don't know if they can handle the scariest ghost story ever told.
Oh, get ready. Jarl, to the 7 churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come.
And
from the 7 spirits before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Woe! To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen, dear. Amen.
All right. Is that it? That was scary.
That was scary.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, bud. I am only warming up.
Oh.
Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen.
Amen, dear.
All
amen.
Right, that was it. That's good.
That was good.
All right. Not by a long shot, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord.
So we just got to break.
Who is and who was and who is to come.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
The Halloween experts at Magic Manor have everything you'll need this year, including actual character masks from famous motion pictures. And they can show you the proper application of makeup to impress that special someone. Magic Manor's professional hand-painted custom masks start as low as $250. This Halloween, remember Magic Manor. Wigs, masks, makeup, costumes, shockingly authentic. Magic Manor, Magic Manor, Magic Manor, Magic Manor.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
And the For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life.
Mr. Nama, I hate to interrupt you, but could you pass me some s'mores if you're going
to... Oh, my God.
If the story's going to be a little longer.
Of course not, boy. From the holy city and from the things which are written in this book, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen.
Amen, dear.
Even so, I'm not a finished sugarlump.
No, I know, dear. I was saying it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen, dear. Oh, that was quite a story. That was the best story, dear. It's the best scary story I've ever heard.
The greatest story ever told.
Yes, dear. Well, you're right about that, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh,
right.
God. Which one?
Who's next?
Who's next?
All right, I got a really good ghost story for you.
All right.
It's a little bit shorter than yours, Mr. Steinbottom.
Holy God.
All right. Some boys and girls were at a party one night. There was a graveyard down the street, and they were talking about how scary it was.
Now, did this happen to you?
No, this is just a ghost story.
Oh, Alex, one of those embers just popped in from the fire and hit me in the face.
Oh, I can't wait for some of those s'mores.
I've already eaten mine. Where are yours?
What? They didn't give me one. I had to wait till the store was
over. They passed them over to me, and I thought some were coming around the other way to you.
All right, we'll figure that out in a second. So the girls are having a party.
Girls
having
a party.
Down the
girls
street.
Just wanna have fun.
I'm trying. They don't ever stand on a grave at dark, one of the boys said. The person inside will grab you. He will pull you under. That's not true, said one of the girls. It's just a superstition. I'll give you $1 if you stand on the grave, said the boy. Uh-oh. Stakes are rising. A grave doesn't scare me, said the girl. I'll do it right now. And the boy handed her his knife, and he said, stick this knife in the grave, he said. Then we'll know you were there. The graveyard was filled with shadows. It was quiet as death. There's nothing to be scared of, the girl told herself. But she was scared anyway.
Sugarlum, do you have any chewing gum?
I'm right in the middle of my snore, Mr.
Yeah,
Snodbaum.
Well, yes, dear, I think I have some in my purse. Just look under the...
Now,
under the...
well, let's give Kendall the floor.
Yes, dear, you're right. Sorry, I was trying to be coy about it.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
A grave doesn't scare me, said the girl. So she picked out a grave she stood on, and then quickly she bent over and plunged the knife into the soil and started to leave. But she couldn't get away. Something was holding her back. She tried a second time to leave, but she couldn't move. She was filled with terror. Something has got me, she screamed, and she fell to the ground. When she didn't come back, the others went to look for her, and they found her body sprawled across the grave. Without realizing it, she had plunged the knife through her skirt and had pinned it to the ground. It was the knife that had held her, and she died of fright. Ooh!
Whoa, are you done? Is that it?
That's it. Was that scary?
Well, there were several scary things about what has been going on in here.
Dear, but... if we're voting, I'll vote for Mr. Snodbottom's story. I think it was the best, dear.
Well, I wouldn't normally vote for myself, but I do agree with my beloved Sugar Lump. My story was the best and always relevant is
well,
the word of God.
There's still one more story to go. We'll see. Cliff?
When people said story, I was like, what? Now, did you have anything that relates to this? My grandmother used to tell me that when she was young, that they would tell her stories about Rawhead Bloody Bones, who would come for the children at night, who like would get out of bed and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
I didn't have that. I think... like, nobody ever told me about any, like about ghosts or that. My mother didn't. Or, like, when she talked about ghosts, she was like, oh, that's so-and-so probably here. Like, she was really, like, sweet about it, you know.
Oh.
And so I was never, like, afraid of anybody. Now, I did make up the boogeyman on my own, like, in the hallway. I was terrified he was there.
Yeah.
But not of, like, particular ghosts.
That's good. I like how that relates. Also, well, this is not a ghost story, but also she told me that once, and I think that this is how I remember it. She said that once when she was in elementary school, like somebody as a prank really did this. They put a razor blade in a apple. Did you know I was going to say that when you said, oh, really?
I said, oh, really? Like, I didn't know you were saying that.
Oh, okay. I was like, somebody really did this. She's like, oh, really? And I hadn't even said what it was. I thought, oh, my God, we have reached the plateau where I'm just saying and communicating things via brainwaves, and I thought this is gonna take a weird turn with the show just when we don't even have to say anything, but anyway,
we'll just think it.
But anyway, yeah. Somebody really put a razor blade in an apple, and somebody like bit into it, and like all the razor blade like cut in their mouth and all their teeth and now, blood.
I mean, I remember hearing on the news all the time about razor blades and the apples, you know.
Well, but she said it for real happened.
Yeah.
Maybe. I might be remembering it wrong. She might have been making it up. But you get the
gist.
But
that's terrifying.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, because my mother was so paranoid about things being in candy and stuff, I was always real paranoid there. Because she would tell me they'd stick needles in them sometimes. I think she just made that up.
That was just the 80s paranoia crazy.
Yeah.
So, but it was a crazy time, and that's the note I'd like to end this ghost story session on.
Dear, I'm so sorry. We ghosted off, dear.
Oh, I thought we were in our bedroom back at the hotel.
Dear, please, don't do that here.
Oh, my. Oh, no, we're by this campfire. Oh, whoa. Is that s'mores on your pants, dear?
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh.
All right, Kendall,
I think we're going to have a dinner after this.
Kendall, let's go back to the booth.
Yes, please.
Let's go back to the booth and wrap this mother up.
I was just thinking we need to have dinner because I'm hungry after that salad.
All right, here we go. Back to the booth.
Oh, right. We got to get all that stuff.
Yeah, pick it up. Right. Charles is not
here. Sorry, I thought Charles would help us.
No, he left.
All right. I wish I had some food that I carried out so I could carry it
out. Oh, damn. Me too.
Next time.
Damn! I wish I had some food.
Cliff, is it time to play? No, it's time to take a break? No. We've already taken a break.
Listeners are thinking, I could go for another break. But don't do it. It's time for a little game I like to call
Host
Match.
Let's see if we match anything right now.
We damn well better.
All right, hit me.
Remember how mad I was when you didn't know every single Madonna song ever released?
It was a lot of pressure.
I'll have you know, Secret was a top 10 hit. It was number 2 in the 90s.
Somehow it was a secret to me.
Secret, you go to hell. you didn't watch VH1 as much as I did. It's okay. I forgive you.
Okay.
I forgive you for things you don't know.
Thank you.
Kendall, for his good behavior. Now remember, object is to match. For his good behavior, God allows the ghost of Abraham Lincoln to return to Earth for one night. So God says, "Hey Abe, where you want to go?" And Abe replies, "Anywhere but the blank."
1, 2, 3, 4 theater.
Theater.
There you go. We matched.
There you go.
I was going to say Disneyland, but I was like, nope, he's going to go with the 4 theater.
Listeners, it's just that simple. Here we go. Another. Stupid.
I think I'm kidding.
Stuart.
Stupid old Stuart.
So stupid. Oh, he decided he could never go to Boston since it's nicknamed Beantown. Whoa, he'd never go to Beantown because he's too afraid he would blank too much.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I have messy diarrhea running down his leg.
Same thing, close enough.
So, Kendall, I don't know.
Hand in hand.
Oh, you maybe go hand in hand. Kendall, here's another for the listeners. Here you go.
Not for me.
This whole show is more for the listeners. Okay. It's obvious just from the pains we go to perform.
Can you please set this booth up?
Oh, Kendall, I don't know. I've never been here when it's been done. Kendall the zombie was walking around town one night, and he was so embarrassed to look down and find he'd left his blank in his other pants.
His leg.
Well, dead wiener.
His leg.
Kendall, how is he walking around town with one leg?
Well, maybe he was hopping. I don't know. I didn't listen to the context clues.
Did he say he was hopping? No. Walking does not equal hopping.
All right.
Kendall, they don't say, here comes little cottontail.
Well, you know, zombies walk funny. They sometimes drag themselves.
Walking down the bunny trail.
You might have left out he had a walker or a wheelchair.
Kendall, shut up.
Okay.
Kendall, the gentleman known as Todd, said, he said, "Whoa, it's hard being married to a jury foreman. Every time we have sex, he yells, blank."
1, 2, 3.
Guilty!
We match!
We match.
It's a match!
It's an unprecedented round of, what, I almost said things you should know, of host match.
Would you rather?
Listeners, I hope you're getting this because it is diary worthy that we're matching so much and we're not even done.
Somebody call the news.
The stakes are amping up.
Now I'm getting real scared.
Every second.
My anxiety is waning.
This is, this. They're going to look back at like that like McEnroe tennis match and like that one football game that was just so close.
Like, wait, you're amping it up too much. I'm making me too nervous.
Kendall, confused Kevin. He loved dressing up as a clown, but he's so easily confused that he always ends up with his big floppy clown shoes on his blank.
1, 2, 3,
hit hands. Wiener! Oh, we have one last shot.
All right, this is it.
Now, do you know who Tom Thumb is?
Yes.
All right, he's a very short man the size of your thumb.
Okay.
Speaking of him, Tom Thumb, well, he fell in love with a full-size lady named Lorraine. The only problem was, when they were in bed making whoopee, Tom would get exhausted running laps around Lorraine's blank.
1, 2, 3. Wait!
Clitoris!
Oh, shit.
That's where he would run, right?
Well, I thought that, and I was like, no, he's going to say waist.
Waist?
Whatever I think you're going to say, I think I should always go with my gut.
She's laying in bed. You can't run around her waist.
I missed that she was laying in bed. I was so nervous about missing the question.
Oh, my God.
It's performance anxiety.
Imagine to Susan's life. That's just awful. All right, well, Kendra, I think it was, even though it was a bust there at the end, that was just pretty... for us, hey, is a pretty good round.
That we've ever done.
Pretty good round.
Yeah. There's always next time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's good about us. There's so many episodes in the future.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We're picked up for the back 900. We're nowhere near done.
Oh, I think we've seen a ghost over there in those bags of garbage.
Yeah, did you see it rustling around? Someone was throwing things all about.
Oh, it was rustling. I think it was the ghost of an angry wait server.
Are you sure there's a ghost? Because isn't Charles standing by the dumpster over there now?
The bags are rustling because he's peeing on
it. Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles.
Yeah, I thought you were a ghost.
Sorry, I could hold no more, man.
We're out here at the salad bar.
I thought we were having an authentic ghost experience.
That was the worst ghost story I've ever heard.
Oh, God. Kendall, this show, when the listeners, just when they thought it could not get any more stupid.
We're going to pull out some
stupid questions.
That's what we're going to do now.
Redefine what you thought stupid meant.
Isn't that what we are here for?
That's what we're here for.
All right, I got a stupid question for you, Cliff. On what date should stores begin playing Christmas music?
November 1st.
I love it. That's a perfect birthday present for me. Isn't it? All right.
Because they should be playing a nonstop loop of Monster Mash for the month before that.
And it makes me more and more mad that people don't do that. We won't go there.
God
don't go there.
We need to open a retail chain store.
I know. What invitation?
Redefine what Muzak is.
What invitation would you love to receive?
To become Jake Gyllenhaal's personal laundry doer.
You are cordially invited.
Oh, what's that? You need me to clean the toilet? Okay.
And they lived happily ever after. But what one modern...
That's what I'm here for.
What one modern convenience could you live without?
Modern convenience? The Apple Watch. I don't know. I do live without
I'm
it.
I'm just checking the time.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Sorry, I thought when I said that it might disappear.
Wrong. All right, here's a happier question. What was the best TV sitcom ever?
I don't know. I feel like I've answered it before. What would you say?
Probably I Love Lucy.
Lucy, okay.
Yeah, it'd be hard to live without Lucy.
Right, because I think when I answered it before, I said if The Simpsons is a sitcom, it's The Simpsons, and if it's not, nobody loves Lucy more than me, but I think I said Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, well, because I figured you say Mary Tyler Moore, so I have to do Lucy, so it evens out the universe.
And then part of me, I really have to retract all that and say never mind The Golden Girls. There you go, listeners.
See, I told you it was a tough one.
It was tough.
Stupid and tough.
Never before have I been glad that Kendall asked a stupid question twice, but I'm glad he did this time because we finally got to the bottom of it.
There you go.
There you go.
Glad I could help you out today, Cliff.
That's what he's here for. Oh, Kendall, this has been a crazy ghost story show.
It's been scary. I've been scared so bad.
Oh, you're just scared because you're afraid the salad bar is going to close before we can go in and order dessert.
No, I don't want to go there. I want to go to a real dinner. They're just salads.
Well, let's stop in and get a dessert here on the way.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Deal.
Deal.
All right. Kendall, I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall.
Now, do you have a ghost quote?
Yeah, I got a ghost quote.
Quote me up, quote me down.
Monsters are real and ghosts are real, too. They live inside us and sometimes they win. Stephen King.
That boy is a monster.
He did the Monster Mash.
Monster. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Yeah, now what do you think about that movie called Monster with Charlize Theron?
Oh, I like it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. Did you ever watch it the first time?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You're like, I need to watch a monster again.
Well, I think I watched it at the theater, and I think then we watched it like we
came out. Oh, weird. Who would think that? What a weirdo. But now what about Monsters, Inc.?
I only watched it once. No, I'm kidding. I watch it all the time.
Yeah. What about now? Some people are divided on Monsters University. What do you think about that?
It wasn't as good as Monsters, Inc.
Oh, shut up. I loved Monsters, Inc. I want to see him. I want to go back even further. Why don't you go to Monsters Preschool?
Wait, you did not let me finish my statement.
I'm going to let you finish.
I think
but I'm just going to say Monsters University is the best Monster College movie I've ever seen.
I was going to say, I love the movies. And I watched them both. I do. I've got them both in my queue. I can show you the. I watch them all the time.
But
I think Monsters. Monsters Inc. I like better than Monsters University. I'm just saying it's better than University, but I love both.
Okay, let's turn. Let's see.
Nobody to bond to Grump.